Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible.
Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama made it, man. Anything's possible.
Rainy days. Jump shot fade away. This the best Celtics podcast day to day. Especially when the season get hectic, I stay waiting on it like receiving a Nets pick. Nothing like the terrible analysts on the TV. So in depth you might even hear a story on Gigi. So in depth they might do an hour about the D-League. So in depth you probably should pay him, but it's a freebie. Yeah, John Corrales and Jay King. Locked on trying to get the 18th ring. So you can miss me with the blah blah. No more Geno time, we watching Jay do the Zaza. Melis.
Back to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We want to thank you for making us part of your daily routine. We're here for you Monday through Friday. We are the Rain and Jays, John Corrales and Jay King, talking about the C's crap rankings on ESPN. Danny Ainge made some comments to the Boston Sports Journal, but since we did not have Jay King on last night's show, Jay, let's start with some Sixers musings. These Sixers musings, by the way, brought to you by the good folks at SeatGeek. You know who they are. They have the very simple app that makes it easy to buy and sell tickets with just two taps. Best prices, all fully guaranteed. And we'll get you $20 off later in the show. Jay, front row seat for you, sort of, kind of, at last night's game. What did you think?
Marcus and Terry. Rozier. Though, I mean, they've looked really good throughout the preseason. Like, really good. Marcus Smart is just moving so much better. It's when you saw how much weight he lost and saw how he looked on media day, you were kind of excited to see what it was going to allow him to be able to do. And it's freed up parts of his game that didn't exist. Like, Jahlil Okafor in transition was standing up trying to protect the rim, and Marcus is just like, screw it, man. I'm just going to catapult myself into this 7-foot large man, and I'm going to finish over him. And he did. And that's not something that ever happened last year that I can recall. Then, like, attacking switches. He had one drive where he just went to the middle, exploded past everyone, finished. Like, he's changed. And then Terry Rozier just playing great. Those two guys, I think, they could be a really, really good second unit backcourt. And they could really be difference makers because defensively they're both really good. They can force a lot of turnovers. They can push the pace. And the Celtics second unit, I think it's a question mark, right? Because there's a lot of young guys. There's not a ton of proven outside shooting. But it's looked really good so far this year in the preseason. Three totally meaningless preseason games. But from what you can see, you got to like what you see from the second unit. I mean, they just ran the Sixers out of the gym, and it was mostly because Smart and Rozier just were brilliant in the first. They totally dominated the first half.
Are we on board with the nickname Smarticus?
I
like that one.
I can mess with Smarticus.
I just wanted to drop that one in there. Yeah, Smart. I mentioned it last night on the podcast. He's been very impressive moving. It's that lateral quickness. It's just being able to kind of sneak his way through places that he couldn't sneak through before, and it just makes a little bit of a difference. But without sacrificing, first of all, any of the mentality or any of the strength, he seems basically Marcus Smart, but a little bit quicker. So that's good to see. I've been so kind of like, I've needed Terry Rozier to kind of prove it to me, and he's had a pretty good preseason. I'm really curious to see how much he carries that through the regular season. Although it was really interesting to hear him talk about how Avery Bradley taught him little tricks of the trade defensively. If he starts incorporating some of that stuff and ups his defensive game, it's going to be hard not to play him at least 20, 25 minutes a game.
I mean, they have a lot of guards. They have a lot of guys who can play those minutes. So I don't know how much he'll play. Last year, like, he shot 37% from the field last year. So like you said, he's got to prove it. Last preseason, he was like basically this good. He had a totally dynamite preseason last year and then kind of struggled, I think, with some confidence. Couldn't finish, couldn't hit threes, and never really emerged again until the playoffs when he was great again. And maybe he'll use that to catapult himself into a more prominent role. And he's just looked really comfortable. And he's looked a lot better running the offense and running the show. And defensively, like Brad Stevens pointed out, he's just been great. He and Smart can just cause a lot of problems for guys defensively. Like, they're just two quick, physical, scrappy guards that can just sometimes just rip the ball away from you. They had back-to-back plays, I think, where Rozier stole it from one of the Sixers' big men, and then Smart just snatched it from Fultz. And it was like, all right, all right. And in between there, Terry Rozier threw an errant alley-oop because that's what Terry Rozier does. But, I mean, I don't know if that was his fault, but when you're trying to throw an alley-oop to Semi Ojeleye or Jason Tatum, whoever he was trying to throw it to, just don't do that. Those are not, like, high flyers, man. Just get a bucket. Don't kill Jason Tatum. But, yeah.
We really honestly got lucky that Tatum didn't land wrong on that. He went flying. Like, almost floating out of bounds. It was kind of weird.
That video.
That's how strong Ojeleye was. Ojeleye just bumped him a little bit, and he just went flying into the third row.
That video, yeah, he was just kind of flying. It really was. I laughed so hard at that video because he was safe. It was cool to laugh. But, yeah. And then the Aaron Baines thing, that's a tough hit. I think, you know, Yabusele has done some nice things the last couple of games, I think, in the preseason. Tice has had his moments. Ojeleye obviously hit a lot of shots. Looked really good last night. We're recording this Tuesday. But the Celtics don't have a lot of size. They don't have a lot of proven size. And they don't have a lot of solid, like, experienced big guys. And so if Baines is forced to miss extended time, that's a tough hit. So we'll see how much time he does need to miss. But he's their best rebounder by a long shot. He's their toughest big guy by a long shot. I mean, Yabu's probably pretty tough. Ojeleye's probably pretty tough. But Baines is kind of a madman. They'll miss him if he's out for a while.
Yeah, Baines is kind of a madman. He just comes from a different part of the world, man. Just
quite literally.
Down there where, yeah, it's just different down there. You probably just, you fight a crocodile, no big deal. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. I just got to fight this big monster.
My favorite
thing that you cross on the golf course, he just, like, go after it.
He went swimming with sharks this summer, man.
Yeah.
And
I shark in the face and be like, what?
I talked to him about it, and he's like, it's the only apex predator that.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.
Allows humans into its space. I was like, all right, man. Cool.
Dude, that was terrible.
That was bad, but
that was a terrible accent.
I'm very sorry to all Australians. I'm very sorry to Aaron Baines, but
work on that.
Yeah, but he knows that sharks are the only apex predator that allow humans into their midst. I'm still not going in with a shark, but Aaron Baines will do it, man. He's a madman.
That's a little bit crazy. Well, I hope he's not out for very long. We'll see. Hyperextended knee, reevaluated soon, and then we'll see. Almost certainly going to miss, actually definitely going to miss, the Charlotte game, which is, if you're listening to this on Wednesday tonight, the last game of the preseason. And then six days before the regular season starts next Tuesday. So get out that SeatGeek app. Get ready to go buy yourself some tickets because the NBA season is here. You can buy, I mean, yeah, probably we're buying tickets to your concerts and other stuff, but now the NBA is back, and you know, now that the Red Sox season is over, they just go and buy your Celtics tickets on the SeatGeek app. They will help you find the best seats at the best prices. It's all fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team up close via the SeatGeek app. I have used the SeatGeek app multiple times. The beauty about this is if you have a price in mind and you want to see, if you're in Cleveland and you want to see the Cavaliers and the Celtics, or if you want to maybe get the Cavs Celtics in January when you think Isaiah Thomas is going to return, or maybe the return of Avery Bradley against Detroit, set an alert, set your price. SeatGeek will do all of the work behind the scenes for you. And once something comes in your price range, boom, you get an alert. It's very simple. So it saves you time. It saves you money. It gets you the most bang for your buck because it grades every ticket and helps you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. It's all fully guaranteed. So you can make SeatGeek your go-to app, shop with confidence, and find every type of ticket for every type of entertainment. It is out there. And like I said before, if you haven't done it yet, you can get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase by downloading the SeatGeek app, entering the promo code LONBA, that is LONBA, and you get $20 back, $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Very simple. Download the SeatGeek app, enter the promo code LONBA, $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Boom, done.
Now, and boom goes Daniel. The dynamite.
Danny Ainge sat down with our friend, Brian Robb, on the Boston Sports Journal to talk a little bit about a few different topics, Marcus Smart's extension, which, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But he talked about the trade with Cleveland, trading Isaiah to the Cavaliers for Kyrie. And so Brian Robb asked him about trading with a rival, and did it make him hesitate? So here's the quote. "You know what? I think dealing with Cleveland, it's not ideal. It's not ideal to deal with your rival. They probably had some trepidation and vice versa. But ultimately, I was just trying to do what was best to build our team. Cleveland is getting our best point guard. We are getting their best point guard. It'll be interesting to see how it all works. Obviously, there are a lot more factors than all of that. But I would say that I was not as comfortable as dealing with a team from the other coast when you're trading other key players away. Both teams were willing to do it. So as rare as that is, it's not impossible." So I know before the show, you were saying that quote, Jay, stuck out to you.
Yeah. And only because, like, yeah, of course it's not ideal. Like, we know it's not ideal, man. Like, it would be nice if you didn't potentially arm Cleveland for another run. And who knows what Isaiah Thomas's hip, how that's going to work out. Who knows, you know, what that Brooklyn Nets pick turns into. But in the worst case scenario, the Celtics might have loaded up Cleveland with enough that LeBron James looks at that situation and says, you know what, I'm going to stay there beyond 1 year. I'll just keep running the Eastern Conference for the next 3 or 4 years or however long it is until he finally slows down. So yeah, it's not ideal, but it will be very interesting to see how it pans out. Like he said, just one of the most fascinating trades in recent years with all the talent that traded place, everything the Celtics had to give up to get a player who wasn't even on an all NBA team last year, but still has a ton of talent and he's super young. So I like Danny Ainge. I'm interested to see how it all works out. Like Danny Ainge, I realize it was not ideal to do it with Cleveland. It would have been better off to send that Nets pick somewhere else. And Isaiah and Crowder somewhere else. But, whew, this summer, man, we're going to be talking about this summer for a long time, good or bad.
It's been a wild summer. And at every turn, there's something new. Even with the Joel Embiid extension, which was kind of crazy and complicated, and we're not going to get into that. But if you want to get into that, go to Locked On Sixers. They'll probably been talking about that for a little while. But it's just been one thing after another. But obviously what Danny Ainge is talking about is the whole reason why we even had problems with the trade in the first place. That on top of feeling like the Celtics paid a ton to get Kyrie, they also fortified potentially their chief rival, which is not ideal, as James says. It is not ideal. So that is still, like, I've come around. Obviously, I'm not going to sit here and sulk over the trade and losing Isaiah and all those guys and Crowder. But it's still, we still have to see how everything pans out before we can get a final judgment on this trade. Yes, Kyrie Irving could take steps forward and become a superstar, and it may all be moot. But it's still, there's still another shoe to drop. We still have to see what the impact of Crowder giving LeBron some rest, what that does, how good Isaiah is going to be when he comes back, what that draft pick ends up being. So the jury is still out on this trade. So, and because it's a conference rival, yeah, not ideal. So anyway, what's stuck
unless Isaiah's hip sucks and LeBron leaves right away and the Nets pick turns into like the 10th pick, and then it's ideal.
It's ideal. And it worked out. But you know, we still have to wait to see.
Yeah. We'll see.
The thing that stuck out to me in this little interview is that he was also asked about the importance of making these moves with Kyrie and like the whole timeline to, as it's put here, align the primes of guys like Hayward and Horford with other top talent so you can start potential championship window as soon as possible. And now Ainge again used the line, quote, "I feel an obligation to those guys. They could have played for most any team in the NBA, and they chose us. I feel a responsibility to try to help them to have an opportunity to win. The window of opportunity for Gordon Hayward and Al Horford and Aaron Baines, those guys want to win. Sometimes speeding up that process, if it's the right deal, I wouldn't do it for a guy that is going to help us be better right now that is 33. But with someone like Kyrie, he's good for us now and for quite a while, so that's good. So, again, he brings up the obligation he feels, especially to Hayward and Horford. I like how he threw Baines into that mix, but it's...
A lot of obligation to Aaron Baines.
When the dude swims with sharks, you got to feel an obligation to have him win. I guess... The key bit there is he wasn't going to make a deal for a guy at 33 to win now, but to get somebody like Kyrie who can help you win now, but also be good for a while. I think that's the key thing here, that he does feel a sort of obligation, but that obligation only goes so far. And the key is still the long-term overall success and not a short-term go for it now because they got Hayward and Horford and they signed here for a reason. They are still under contract for another few years. So there's, I just find the whole terminology, I feel an obligation to those guys, kind of interesting.
I'm not going to make my whole rant again. Danny Ainge doesn't give a shit about any obligation to any player on his roster. Danny Ainge has an obligation to building the best basketball team he can. And that's what he's going to chase. So I still don't believe you, Danny.
Maybe he's just trying to convince you.
You got to try harder, man.
What I don't believe is that the Celtics were ranked 16th on this weird NBA preview on ESPN.com. So they did this.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.
Preview based on the Warriors. It was basically the Warriors versus the NBA, thinking that Golden State's far and away the best team, and they're probably going to win it all again. So rather than previewing an NBA season that has a foregone conclusion, why not see how every team matches up against the Warriors and rank teams in order of who's more likely to beat them, which I think is stupid, to be honest with you. It's just dumb to throw out all of the dynamics.
They've got us talking on the podcast about it, man.
They do. Well, I mean, they do. They do. That's fine. But I still think it's stupid.
Yeah.
And it's all based on this metric that they have created. It's an ESPN metric called Real Plus Minus. Now, Real Plus Minus takes the plus minus of the box score and, in a nutshell, adjusts that to account for who the players are on the floor with this current player and who the opponents are. So not just raw, you know, Gordon Hayward was on the floor for 30 minutes and the Celtics outscored their opponents by 15. So he's a plus 15 in 30 minutes. It takes into account who his teammates were, who was guarding him and all that stuff. And kind of, as the name suggests, a real plus minus. But as Jay said before the show, it's more like a fake plus minus.
Who are the Celtics ranked behind?
Yeah, they were 16th behind the Pelicans, the Hornets, the Jazz, the Wizards, the Raptors, the Heat, the Timberwolves, the Thunder, the Nuggets, the Bucks, the Clippers, the Spurs, Cavaliers, and Rockets. That is in ascending order. So
16 seems pretty low for the Celtics. And
I'm
on board with them maybe not getting winning more games than they won last season. Maybe, you know, they've got an adjustment period. They don't have as much shooting outside of their top three guys this season. I can see the issues, the potential issues. They're really young. That 16th, which means they would be a very mediocre average basketball team that would come close to missing the playoffs. That feels wrong. We're talking about this stupid crap, man. This is just
because people have been talking about it. Their real plus minus projects the Celtics at 44 wins. So let's just get that out of the way. Real plus minus is an ESPN created metric, which fine, I understand. And it's people tend to, you know, it's okay. It's one way to look at players in the league. And this is a metric that loves Marcus Smart, I think it loves Jay Crowder. It's certain players it ranks very highly. Other players it ranks very low. Like in this projection, it has Zaza Pachulia slightly ahead of Al Horford.
Zaza's the truth.
Ahead. I know you like to do his dance, but to rank him slightly ahead of Horford is complete and utter bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a stat. ESPN has another stat that gives the Celtics the best chance from the Eastern Conference to get to the finals.
Yeah.
So ESPN's got to get its stats right, man. They got to figure out one system. Don't go with multi systems on me. Don't come out with like three different rankings where teams are just all over the map so that you please fans and then piss off fans and do everything. Like, just get on the same page, ESPN.
Yeah, this whole thing is a little whatever. Like, they created the metric, so they have to, I'm sure, put out stuff centered around this metric. This is just what it is. Like, they've created it, so here, we're going to jam RPM down your throat and that's it.
And look, so, real plus minus can be a useful stat, but not when you're using it as like the only thing to.
Right. The only way to rank the league and to say, okay, who's more likely to beat the Warriors? Which, whatever. They want to try something different. That's
Hornets
fine.
Have a legit shot.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm watching the Bulls right now on TV. Lowry Markkanen is going to work. My man Lowry is going to work. just had to let the people know.
Let the people know the big Lauri Markkanen explosion is happening as we record.
Yes, Lauri. Oh, another three. Don't do it to him. Oh, airball.
Well, I feel like that's a fine place to end the show. You're clearly enthralled with the Bulls preseason game. So why don't we let you go watch
it's
that?
It's better than ESPN rankings, man.
Yeah. So let's end it there. I want to thank everybody for subscribing. As always, if you are not a subscriber, please search for Locked On Celtics. Wherever it is you find your podcasts, even on Spotify, we are there. We are among their selectively chosen podcasts. So find us there. Find us wherever you get podcasts. Spread the word. Let people know. Rank us 5 stars. Leave us a good review. Put us in your starting 5 podcast. Statistics show you listen to 5 podcasts, and that's it. That's your heavy rotation. Got to put us in your heavy rotation and spread the word. Tell 5 friends. Let them know that if they're not listening to this show, they're missing out this season, God damn it. Let them know.
God damn.
This is the Locked On Celtics Podcast. We're part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Yeah, J. King and John Corrales. Locked On Celtics.